This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
If you haven't already heard, earlier this week, the Illinois Department of Agriculture announced that the disease, tar spot, which impacts corn, has been confirmed in Illinois. Plant pathologists at Purdue University provided the initial diagnosis of the disease. Confirmation was then made by the United States Department of Agriculture Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. Findings were confirmed in LaSalle, DeKalb, and Bureau counties. The Illinois Director of Agriculture, Philip Nilsen, anticipates minimal impact on yields with detection this late in the growing season. However, it is still important for farmers to report any suspected findings to prevent the spread of this disease and provide an accurate picture on statewide impact. Tar spot was confirmed in the state of Indiana last week, making the first detection in the United States. Previously, the disease was found in Mexico and Central and South Americas. Corn farmers are urged to look for brownish lesions on leaves, followed by black, spore-producing structures that appear later, giving the leaf a rough or bumpy feel. The disease is favored by cool temperatures and high relative humidity. Rainfall is not a significant factor in disease progress and severity. The disease is not known to be seed-borne or to infect other species. Farmers who suspect disease should contact their local University of Illinois Extension office and work with the office to submit samples to the University of Illinois Plant Diagnostic Clinic. The Illinois Crop Report was also released earlier this week. Corn harvest picked up in central and southern Illinois last week. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.23 inches, 0.4 inches above normal. The average temperature was 68.1 degrees. 2.6 degrees above normal. There were 5.3 days suitable for field work for the week ending September 20th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 2% very short, 16% short, 73% adequate, and 9% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 3% very short, 18% short, 73% adequate, and 6% surplus. Corn mature reached 78% compared to 53% last year and the five-year average of 69%. Corn harvest was 13% complete compared to the five-year average of 22%. Corn condition was rated 5% very poor, 11% poor, 30% fair, 42% good, and 12% excellent. Soybeans coloring was at 80%, a jump of 18 percentage points from last week. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 54% compared to the five-year average of 47%. Soybean harvest was 3% complete compared to 4% for the five-year average. Soybean condition was rated 5% very poor, 12% poor, 29% fair, 45% good, and 9% excellent. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.